Hey, this is Wilson. No Jason this week, as always. What's up, Galvis?
What's going on, Wilson? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of the Complete Player Podcast, where we bash these trash bags that are known as women. I know this week, Wilson has a new quote. And then we're also going to talk about, Wilson want to talk about the NFL draft.
But
yeah, you got the quote of the week.
Right. Yeah, this year, this week's Manosphere Quote of the Week is a YouTube comment. I wish I had the YouTube commenter's name. When I originally quoted him, all I had was I put down a YouTube comment. So I guess the guy didn't need it. I don't know, like maybe his name, he changed it. You know, sometimes with those YouTube comments, it's hard to see. You can't really even see the name. So, but the quote of the Manosphere Quote of the Week is as follows. It's, quote, having a cute girl for a friend is like having a chicken for a pet. It will have to be eaten someday. So basically, you know, there was a thing on social media a couple weeks ago where you had Steve Harvey. There was a whole video of Steve Harvey resurfaced of Steve Harvey where he was saying that men and women cannot be friends, you know. And, you know, it got a big, you know, like a big reaction on social media. You know, women don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. You know, it's basically, you know, a man and woman can only really truly be friends if they're not attracted to one another. You know, even if in most situations when a man's, you know, a man and a woman who are so-called friends, what that really means is that there's a man who like wants to have sex with the girl, but the girl doesn't like him like that. And the man just kind of, you know, he orbits around and hangs around hoping for his chance, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and also what got famous was when this guy made a video and he said, men can't be friends with women. Okay. The boyfriend, tells the girl, I don't like you hanging out with so-and-so. Oh, he's just a friend. We'll use Anthony in this instance. All right, we'll tell Anthony you guys broke up and you want to hang out, and you just whatever. See what happens. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, girl says, hey, me and Dave broke up. Do you want to hook up tonight or whatever? 99.9% of the times out of 100, what is he going to say? Is he going to say, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So obviously, now, he may not push the line while you guys are together, but once that wall comes down, you know, I think the quote is not that they can't be friends. It's that you can't be just friends. But define friends, though. A friend is a strong word.
Yeah.
Especially as you get older, you realize the word friend means, you know, it's more and more important or holds more value. Remember in high school or when we were younger, oh, he's my friend. Well, yeah, everybody like 1,000 friends.
Yeah.
And then now that you're in your 30s, you probably, if you have 5 friends, that's a lot.
Yeah. Like you and Jason are really like I mean, you're my only 2 really close friends who I like. I have a couple, you know, like Shane, our other buddy Mitch, you know, a few other guys, but you and Jason are the only 2 people who I really like consistently have that type of, communication with, you know, talking on the phone and staying in touch and having deep conversations and stuff like that, you know. So over the years, your list of what you would call friends, as you're saying, it gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah. So now, the thing about it is that, to me, friend is such a strong word nowadays, but I could definitely see where, like, for example, if my wife had a friend that was a male, even if I knew nothing was going to happen, but she says, hey, I'm just going to go have lunch with this guy, I'd be like, hell no, you ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I trust her and I know nothing's going to happen, I still wouldn't do it. Because you never know what can happen.
Right. I have a quote here. It was I saw it on Reddit. Somebody posted on a message board, but it's from the Scientific American. And I guess they did some research, and the article stated, men were much more attracted to their female friends than vice versa. Men were also more likely than women to think that their opposite sex friends were attracted to them, a clearly misguided belief. Women, too, were blind to the mindset of their opposite sex friends because females generally were not attracted to their male friends. They assumed that this lack of attraction was mutual. So that's basically outlining exactly what I was, you know, kind of like I was saying, which is that it's usually when a situation where, you know, if a female will say this guy's my friend, all that really means is that she just doesn't like him like that, you know?
Yeah.
And he likes her, and he's willing to stay around and hang around and give her attention and play the long game, hoping that, at some point in time, she'll go, okay, yeah, I'll give him a chance now, you know?
And that's most likely not going to happen.
Most likely never going to happen. That almost never, ever, 99% of the time, that it's not going to happen.
Because if she saw you as a friend before, the only thing that can change is if you dramatically alter your physical appearance to where she now sees you as very good looking. Maybe you lose weight, or you get a six pack, or if you get money. That's the only two ways she could probably see you differently. And the thing about it is, you know how dudes are. Just because a woman says, hi, good morning, in a nice way, what does the male automatically think? Ah, dude, she wants me. She wants me. You know? And so that's where he mistakes. You know, if you have to ask your girlfriend, a friend that's a girl, let me get a hug, bro. She don't want you, man.
Yeah.
She don't want you, bro.
And, you know, they even say that there are different types of hugs that a woman will give a man.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
like I've always, anytime I've gotten a hug from I know this sounds sad, but it is what it is. But anytime I've gotten a hug from a female, it's always been like one of those.
That's not a family member.
It's always been one of those little half side hugs, you know. Where they just give you like their hand, and then they hug you from the side with one hand. I've never gotten a full two-handed, you know, hug. And then, you know,
like, but have you had to ask hugs, or do they just give them to you?
I've never asked for hugs. Most of the time, I get one time jokingly, I asked this girl. I said, "Give me a hug," and she actually did it, even though I was just playing. But I usually get fist bumps, bro, handshakes. Dap me up. But I've never, they say that if she gives you a full like full body, right? Two hands around the neck. Yeah, when she takes both arms and puts them around your neck and then faces you full with her body square to yours, that's either a sign that she would easily give you the box, or that if you see that, she either would give him the box, or she already has, you know?
Yeah.
And
what did Drake say? The way she hugged up drug dealers at the club?
Yeah, yeah. That type of hug where you give somebody in the hug where you can tell that they have a sexual history, you know? And everybody heard that line, and it was like a stab in the chest, because everybody could relate to it. You know, you start thinking back and you go, damn, we were at the library and we saw that dude. She gave that dude that hug like that. What was
that? Yeah.
But as far as, like sex, you know, it's women who, you know, it happens all the time where it'll be a woman who, you know, it's a guy that she's had sex with before, and she'll say, oh, he's just a friend. But how can you be friends with somebody that you've already had sex with? That doesn't make any sense.
Because unless you're just a complete slut and you'll just sleep with anybody.
Yeah.
For you to give up the box, that means you had to have liked him.
Yeah.
At some point.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
heard a quote.
Yeah.
It stuck with me. It says, people don't now. There's an argument that you could say: can a man really love a woman, just like can a woman really love a man? Because the way you love your spouse is not the same way you love a child, your own child, right? That so is it just you just got really used to that person and you just really care for them, but you don't really love them like that. So, what was my point? So if they say that you can never, you don't, if you really love someone, you never stop loving them. What happens is you just love someone more. Right? So if you're someone that dated someone when you were 18 and you genuinely love that person and now it's 25, you don't stop loving that person at 18. You just now love this new person more at the moment. Which is crazy to think about if you like if you really
But there's always like there's because you know like even if it ends badly, you know, like Patrice O'Neill said, you know, hatred is it's just like love. It's emotion, you know. So, you know, even if it ends badly, there's still that, that thing there that made it happen in the first place, you know. And that's always gonna be, it's the same thing as like, you know, we always say, you know, if you know like a guy's you know if like Leroy X said, one of my favorite tweeters of all time said, you know, if a girl if a girl has a kid by a guy, he can still get the box anytime he wants, even for 100 years, you know, no matter what. You know, even if she moves on, she could get married to somebody else, whatever, he can still get the box because she liked him enough to have a kid with him, you know. That's not gonna go, that doesn't reverse, you know.
No.
She was attracted to him enough and thought he was good enough that she had a kid with him. You know, that's the most, I mean, that's the most serious thing you can do in the
mating. The only thing is, unless it was like a one-night stand, that's the only way I could see it. But anything other than that, you're right. If she liked him enough to have a kid with him, then that means that attraction, that feeling will always be there.
Yeah.
You know? And I know people that have told me, yeah, man, my baby mama's a bitch. She does this, she does that, blah, blah, blah. And like a couple weeks later, they'll be like, bro, guess what? I'm like, what? I smashed my baby mama last week. And guess what? That baby mama is with someone else and has a kid with that other person. And I asked him, like, does a husband know? I mean, obviously he doesn't know, but I mean, that's crazy. He goes, yeah, he has no idea. So obviously, you know, that's why it's always tough to date a woman that already has kids. Not so much that you now have to be a father figure. It's that you always have to have in the back of your mind that this dude can get that whenever he wants.
He's always a threat.
because they're always in constant, if he's a good dad,
yeah,
they're always going to be in constant communication about kids' school, if he's sick or not. You know when they do the visitation rites, like he's always going to have contact with her. But now let me ask you this question. It's kind of a little off topic, but how do you feel about a friend dating your ex?
Yeah, I was randomly just thinking about that before we got went on air, and I was just thinking about, you know, how it really would be just really weird. I just wouldn't be able to. I know. I wouldn't be able to date anybody I know. If I know you like enough to where we might not be best friends, but like somebody you went to school.
But like, yeah, you know? Or you, like if you catch him on the street and you have a conversation, you can have a conversation with him.
Exactly. Like you see him, you recognize, hey, what's up, man? You know, like,
how's everything, you know,
somebody,
man? How's it?
Somebody you're familiar with, even if you're not, you know.
I never could because it'd just be too awkward knowing that now I'm with this girl
but I know somebody that used to smash that.
I couldn't. Yeah, but it's not even that part of it. It's the, for me, like, imagine, I can't even imagine myself, you know, dating somebody I know, dating their ex-girlfriend, and then I'm out with their girlfriend, or even if I'm a
job. So for you, it's more of the bro code.
Yeah, and I see him. How can I look him in the eye?
But what if he gives you his blessing?
No, I wouldn't want his blessings for that. I couldn't do that, bro. And obviously, I wouldn't want anybody I know going with my but it would be even more awkward for me. I think maybe to do that to somebody that I know, to date their ex, you know.
For me,
but both ways is bad.
For me, I always like pictured, like, you know, let's say I know sets of really good friends that have dated the same girl. And it's like, imagine, like I said, like I always said, like, imagine, like, you guys just go to a cookout and you take your girl and your friend that used to date her is there. Or not even a friend. Let's just say somebody that just happens to be there used to date her. As a man, what's going to go through your mind? Does she enjoy his sex better? Was he bigger? Did he make her come multiple times? Did she enjoy his sexual prowess more than mine? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, especially as men, we're very, like, we have a lot of insecurities,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to sex. But, you know, I don't know.
We're very possessive. No.
Yeah. So, and like, one thing I would never be able to do. Maybe we could talk about this in more in detail on one of these episodes, where it's like, as a man, how can you take a woman serious if she broke up with her boyfriend or divorced her husband for you? Because if she already did it once, what makes you think you're any special or any different that she won't do it to you?
Mm-hmm. But like I was about to say that, like Drake has a line that goes, I told my exes they belong to me, that goes on for forever. And I feel like we just get closer when we're not together. And that's how I feel. I feel that way about women. I feel like certain women,
Why don't we get Drake on the podcast so he can, like, talk about this? Is there any way? Can you get the engineer? Can you get the producer of the show to make a call out to him? Or
that's me.
send him a DM through Instagram. Be like, hey man, would you like to come on the Complete Player podcast? Talk about exes.
They said this. What's his name? Drink Champs. I think Nori said that they're going to have Drake on. I think he posted a picture with him. You know, I think people are saying that, you know, he could have gone on, he might have gone on Budden's podcast, because, you know, he's cool with Budden, cool with Rory, cool with Ma, you know, and like Joe kind of fumbled it or whatever. But you know, something I was saying, like, I was just how cool if you can get a picture with Drake, like, just how much play that would get you from females, you know. If you could just even halfway anywhere, like, the guy is so cool, Drake is so cool and so popular, that if you can even get next to him just even a little bit, even passing, you know, it's like, you know, like the kid, I remember this kid who commented on his Instagram or something, and Drake replied to him, and it kind of went, like, semi-viral or whatever. And just that alone, like, thinking about that kid the next day at school, he was, like, the most popular kid in school.
Yeah. You know? I mean, look at that kid, Benjamin Kicks, the guy that sells shoes.
Yeah,
he got put on by Khaled, and that's what made his business grow. All you need is for one person to endorse you, and you're set. But
or Drewski got next to Drake. He was already, you know, popping, and then he got next to Drake as far as being in that video, and then just, you know, just being like,
now he's doing videos with everybody.
Yeah, and think of the type of play he gets from females now. Especially now that they know that he's boys with Drake. But yeah, just in closing, it's almost never going to happen where you go from friends to lovers. And it's also the lovers to friends. It doesn't go from lovers down to friends. If you were lovers, that's just not that person that you were once lovers with. He's not your friend. It's somebody that you used to have sex with. It's not your friend.
No.
Yeah. So I'm calling him your friend, ladies, when you used to have sex with
them. You can't be friends with your ex either.
Yeah, Come on.
Yeah. But all right, so let's talk about the draft. Now there was only one shocking pick, but it wasn't that shocking because leading up to it, they said they were gonna draft him was Trey Lance from the Division II. The Niners got him, which I think it was a stupid pick. Unless you think he's a couple years away, and maybe he can sit behind Jimmy G for a couple years, but you know, is Jimmy G gonna be okay with knowing that, you know, in 1 or 2 years, or if he struggles, that that kid is pretty much just waiting to take your job, you know?
Yeah, well, luckily for the Niners, I mean, or, I don't know, you know, luckily for whoever, Jimmy G's not Aaron Rodgers, so he doesn't quite have that sort of...
That pull.
Yeah, you know, where he can, like, be upset about something like that. He's just going to have to live with it, and he'll end up, you know, being a starter somewhere else. He's a good quarterback.
But it looks like Chicago finally got did something right, you know?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? They pick at 11, and they still able to get Justin Fields, who, after like, leading up to the mock drafts, he was a lock to be the second quarterback.
Pick. Yeah, I think this is the best, probably the best thing to happen to the Bears franchise since they won the Super Bowl in 80.
Since Rex Grossman?
Yeah, in 80. since 85. To get a quarterback, because I think he's one of those guys who, he's too talented.
He's not a big guy, though, huh? He's kind of more like on the Kyler Murray. Or is he?
He's like 6'3". He's not, you know, he's not a big, you know, he's not Cam Newton.
But see, a lot of it also has to do with the type of system you go into or the type of franchise, you know, where the Bears, I mean, they haven't had a competent quarterback in what, 30 years over since Jim McMahon?
Yeah, and even he wasn't really that competent. They just had a Super Bowl with him.
Exactly. It's like the Jets, man. The Jets, like, if you get drafted to the Jets, you know they're going to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it's like, it's not when you get drafted, it's where you get drafted, you know? And I'm pretty sure Kyler Murray is probably like, shit, I know I fell out of the top 10, but, you know, I'd rather go to the Bears than the Jets. Even though the Bears are not that great at developing quarterbacks. But, I mean, look at Jared Goff, right? Jared Goff, 1 year under Jeff Fisher, looked like he just did not belong. And then Sean McVay took over, and he looked like during that Super Bowl year, it looked like, you know, he was going to be the next quarterback for 10 years to come. And you know,
yeah, I think Justin Fields is one of those quarterbacks who's basically too good to fail, you know. I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast. I think he was talking to Peter Schrager, and Schrager was saying that that Fields is one of those kids, you know, one of those five-star kids, you know, who's been five-star his whole life.
Yeah.
You know, one of those kids who, when he was in middle school, he was teams were already looking at him, like one of those type of prospects. And those kids like that, especially somebody with, he's a good size, good arm, great arm, he can run.
If all he has to do is work on his second, third, and fourth reads, and that'll come within time, you know.
Yeah.
But if he has all the physical tools.
Right. And the pedigree and just the fact that he's always performed. It's never been a time where he didn't perform. He's never struggled playing football. So he's been a highly talented prospect. He's one of those kids who was pretty much born, you know, the goal
to be a quarterback.
To be a quarterback in the NFL. So, you know, and I just think, like I was saying last week, the ceiling, like the floor for these, you know, like a good black quarterback is higher than it used to be. So at the very least, Justin Fields, like Lamar Jackson has been perfect and he won an MVP, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, Justin Fields would be at least, I think, that level of
quarterback. You know what's crazy, though? I brought this up to you. Do you think race has anything to play in how they evaluate the quarterback?
I don't know if it's – I mean, I just think it might be that, like, it's the truth that the black quarterbacks are sometimes not as cerebral as, you know, the
white. I mean, because to be honest, there's never been a pure black a pure pocket passer that was black. They're all very mobile. They all have speed. They all rely on their athleticism. I mean, I guess the last true pocket quarterback who just happened to be mobile was Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, and that well, Dante Culpepper, but then they weren't as good as Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are. Like Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are. The other Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, there's nobody who passes the ball, the football better than they do, you know.
Yeah.
So we have quarterbacks, my quarterbacks like that now.
It's no different than in basketball when you scout a white player and say he can shoot.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're known for. Shooters or very rugged players, you know. So if you say, oh, black quarterback who's athletic, I mean, it's not really a knock on them, right?
Yeah. I haven't met a lot who haven't been athletic. Because black people are athletic. But then I was going to say something about, Mac Jones went 15 to the Patriots. So he ended up going, like, pretty much where he should have gone as far as draft position. And I think he ended up in a good position.
I was surprised the Bears didn't pick Mac Jones the way they draft.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think let's just assume that they liked Mac Jones better.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot take that risk of first you took Mitch Trubisky and you saw what a mess up that was, you know? And remember, nobody's going to blame the Bears for picking Justin Fields and he doesn't turn out to be a successful quarterback because everybody would have taken him, you know? But who knows, man?
I think Mac Jones will do well in New England because of the organizational support. Like we saw, you know, forget about Brady. Brady's the greatest of all time. But we saw what Belichick did with McDaniels. Yeah, McDaniels was there
Matt Flynn?
No, not Matt Flynn. Matt Castle.
Oh yeah, Matt Castle.
I think by then, was McDaniels gone? I don't remember. But he went to the Colts, the Broncos at some point. But either way, we saw what Belichick did with Matt Castle, where they went 11-5. Brady got hurt the first game. Castle comes in, they still go 11-5. And Brady tore his ACL that year. We saw what they did.
But why do you think Cam Newton failed?
Because I think that would be more on Cam Newton than that would be on. Because like I said, look at how Matt Castle looked for them. Look at how Jimmy Garoppolo looked for them. Those first.
Jacoby Brissett,
even Jacoby like Brissett. You know. Yeah. So I think it's more that Cam is just. I don't know. Maybe he's just not a good fit for the system. We know he's been a good quarterback. He won an MVP. But I think Mac Jones is the type of guy who very, very easily.
Or it could possibly be that Cam Newton had his best years behind him.
Yeah, you know.
And he's no longer an elite quarterback.
Yeah, easily that could be the case. And I think that, but Mac Jones, he fits inside that mold of a Matt Castle, of a Jimmy Garoppolo, who's not spectacular, but he can do what you need him to do, you know.
Yeah, he's not going to mess up.
Right, exactly. But he's not going to be able to. He's not going to win three MVPs.
But on the Patriots, stuff
Brady did.
But. On the Patriots, he doesn't have Devontae Smith, Jerry Jeudy,
right.
These other Waddle. I think is like he doesn't have these elite receivers. Mm-hmm.
That's something to consider too, because Matt Castle when they went 11-5, he had Moss and Welker. You know, there's no Moss and Welker. Even you know those first few games in 2016 when Brady was suspended. You know, that was really, I mean, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo's probably a better quarterback than Matt Castle was. Matt Castle also had a good year in Kansas City. We'll just have to see, you know, they may have to load up around Mac Jones. But I just think it's cool that teams are finally starting to, like, go, okay, we have this quarterback who went to this school. Maybe we should pair him with the skill position players he played with in college, where he won all these games and had all this success. So you had Travis Etienne, the running back, going number 25 to Jacksonville. So he's back with Trevor Lawrence. You had, of course, you had Devontae Smith going to Philadelphia. So he's going to be back with Jalen Hurts, even though they didn't do much on the Jalen Hurts, even though they didn't do much.
Not only that, but they're not even like the fact that there were spread system quarterbacks anymore. They're not really using that against them. And like I remember before, like if they went to like a Big 12 school, like even if they put up like 500 yards passing every game, like if I, well, and that's because the NFL coaching is getting younger and younger. You don't have these old white guys. They don't have these old white dudes that they just, you know, just want to run the ball right up the middle for 3 yards and then maybe do a little play action here and there. You know, they realize, okay, well, the players are not adapting to our system. So we have to adapt to their system, you know, like since everything is so mobile now, coaches kind of don't even want these pocket passers that are stiffs that they can't even roll out or they can't even like unless you're Tom Brady. But that's one in a billion now. Right. Tom Brady, like they want you to at least be mobile enough to where if a play breaks down, you can kind of go for a little 10-yard run. And do quarterbacks even make third and fourth reads anymore?
I mean, yeah, not really. They probably just take off before them these days.
Yeah. All right, first guy's not open. Second guy's not open. All right, let me take off for 10 yards.
Yeah, and so I think you mentioned this, the spread offense. You know, it's something that the spread offense is something that the NFL adopted from college football, you know, so it's a different game. And then just the last thing was it was also Jamar Chase going to Cincinnati to reunite with Burrow. And then you had Jalen Waddle going to the Dolphins to reunite with Tua. But I just think it's amazing that finally these teams are starting to realize, why don't we, these teams who had all these quarterback and receiver connections and these guys who had all this success together in college, why wouldn't we try to recreate that in the program?
Exactly. And you have the – and that's not only on the field, but – that's confidence for the quarterback.
Yeah.
Reuniting him with his ex-teammate, you know, he's going to be happy. The problem also is that also comes with pros and cons. Cons is there's no more patience anymore. If a quarterback by the second year looks like he's not ready, they'll immediately just, you know, abandon him. Like, remember these quarterbacks that they used to get drafted, or they would sit on the bench for sometimes 1 or even 2 years. Now they're just thrown into the fire. And so you really don't have time to develop anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Like, remember Peyton Manning, how many interceptions he threw his first year? Mm-hmm. I mean, had that happened today, there'd be talk about whether he's a good, like, is he really the future quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
So, before we get out of here, just a reminder to rate, review, or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. The show is also on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and every other major podcatcher. Make sure to follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at TCP_pod and to like it on Facebook. Just search for the Complete Player Podcast. Send feedback and mailbag questions to Wilson Report Redux at gmail.com. We are out.